The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure buried in a field, which a person finds and hides again, and out of joy goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant searching for fine pearls. When he finds a pearl of great price, he goes and sells all that he has and buys it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net thrown into the sea, which collects fish of every kind. When it is full, they haul it ashore and sit down to put what is good into buckets. What is bad, they throw away. Thus it will be at the end of the age. The angels will go out and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Do you understand all these things?" They answered, "Yes." And he replied, "Then every scribe who has been instructed in the kingdom of heaven is like the head of a household who brings from his storeroom both the new and the old." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Some years ago, I was teaching in the grade school, and I was talking about honesty and one's own property and so forth. And I ask, if you found $1 million, would you try to find the person who lost it, or would you try and keep it? And all the kids were quiet except one, and he raised his hand and he says, "It depends." I said, "Depends on what?" "Depends on whether the person that lost the $1 million was a rich person or a poor person. They're not all gems. Sadly, his attitude is very much the attitude of today. For instance, what would a poor person have $1 million? And the other question is the attitude of today, what's mine is mine. Our attitude must be different. As the attitude of Solomon in the first reading, he asked for wisdom, not money or long life, or the death of his enemies, and God grants it to him. Even though Solomon will begin to think that he, because of such wisdom, he doesn't need to obey the giver of the gift of wisdom, and he will squander it. The gospel, we hear about the pearl of great price, and the wisdom to understand what is real value, what is of lasting value. And we are to seek and to possess that which is of real and lasting value. Such is the gospel message. What Jesus offers us is truly beyond price. He offers us God's own life in us. He offers us an intimate relationship with Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. An intimate relationship between God and me. But this pearl of great price is indeed very costly. To purchase it, we need to be willing to give up everything. Our desires, our dreams, we have to be willing even to give up our own life for the sake of that pearl of great price. And we have seen that done throughout history. The apostles, for instance, all of them died a violent death, with the exception of John, who was imprisoned. We hear the martyrs throughout history, down to our old age, to our own age, like Maximilian Kolbe and Edith Stein. We know of those who have given their lives in service, who have not died in a violent death, but who nonetheless gave their lives in service to those around them. People like Mother Teresa, St. John Paul II, We live in a world and we have to be concerned about the things of the world. But we are still called to be willing to sacrifice everything for the sake of the gospel. We certainly have our work to do. Those of us who are employed have to work. We have to provide for ourselves and for our family and for those and for the needs of charity. But we also need to understand that those good things have been given to us by God. Even good things like a spouse, children, a parent, those things are gifts from God that we need to be willing to give up if they conflict with what the Lord demands of us. Will it be easy? Of course it will not be. But one of the important things to remember is we don't have to do it all by ourselves. If God asks me to do something, he will make it possible for me to do it. Like we heard several weeks ago, when Jesus says, if you're not willing to give up parents and children for the instead of me, you're not worthy of me. Are we willing? Are we called to become martyrs? And the answer to that is yes. Every one of us is called to become a martyr. Not one to necessarily give up our life, but a martyr is a witness. We have to be witnesses to the truth of the good news. And we live in a world where truth is not a good thing, is not recognized as something that's of value. But truth is still truth. We are called to bear witness to the truth of the good news. We have to bear witness to the truth of who Jesus is. He is our brother, a man like us in all things but sin, but he is also our God. We have to bear witness to the truth of the Eucharist, that it's not a thing, but the very person of Jesus, body, soul, and body, blood, soul, and divinity. We have to understand the truth that man and woman are created by God and have a purpose, and that marriage is something that is more than a piece of paper, but it's a commitment given by God that we are called to. We are to remember, as Paul says, that all things ultimately do work together for the good, whether here and now or in the world to come. We have to be willing to give up everything for the sake of that which is most of value, life with God. We have to seek his grace and his understanding to live faithful lives, to live generous and merciful lives, loving our brothers and sisters, and loving even our enemies, to live as Jesus did, to live in his Father, as we are to live in him and his Father and the Holy Spirit, to live in him here and now in this world, that we may live with him forever in the world that will not end.